You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The impeachment of President Donald Trump got a former Illinois lawmaker thinking back to his experience during the impeachment of ousted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Roger Eddy was sworn into the Illinois House the same month Blagojevich took office in 2003. He says there were signs of trouble from the beginning, and that caused a lot of frustration.
Well, the difficult part was getting the process started. A couple of years earlier, Congressman Mike Bost and I suggested impeachment. I think it was in 06 or 07. We were being called into one of those endless, seemed like, special sessions that the governor liked to punish us with. That was his way of punishing the General Assembly for not agreeing with him. And we were in one of those sessions. It was in July, and everybody was a little frustrated. We heard that he was out jogging in Washington Park. He wasn't even at the Capitol, although he called us into special session. So Mike Bost was the first one that stood up and said, you know, we're here. Let's get started. This guy, we need to investigate impeachment. And I actually had my speak button on at the same time and a copy of the Constitution in my hand. And I read from the Constitution after Mike was done that it was, you know, our duty. And that in Illinois, the standard for impeachment is one word. It's cause. It's not high crimes and misdemeanors. It's not convictions. It's cause. And by that time, honestly, many, many people thought there was plenty of cause to investigate. And by the way, in fact, in the book, the evidence that was used in the impeachment in 09 dated back to 03. 03, 04, 05, there was plenty of evidence that something needed to be done long before those steps were taken. You know, it took handcuffs on his wrists for the speaker actually to do anything.
There had to be a lot of frustration over those years in terms of, as you've said, there was evidence, there was a willingness among at least some of the lawmakers. Do you think that it took the federal charges to get the speaker to make his decision?
It actually did. I mean, it was timeline-wise, a week after the governor was arrested in the early morning hours at his home in early December, a week later that the special session was called in which an investigative committee was named and a resolution was passed that allowed us to do the investigation. Now, there was, you know, plenty of evidence before the alleged kind of auctioning off of Barack Obama's Senate seat, that this governor was up to things that probably weren't in the best interest of the citizens of Illinois. And the evidence in this book proves that this dates back way long before his arrest. And those are two different things, right? The impeachment and the felony case, those are two different things and they're two different standards.
What can or should people learn from this experience with Rod Blagojevich? We've been through another impeachment of a president since that time. And, you know, I know a lot of people have said, well, gee, I wish people understood the Constitution better, or I wish people understood the process better. What do people need to remember in these types of things?
Well, they need to, first of all, the Constitution is the standard. And they need to remember that there are criminal cases that go to court, and there are cases regarding public service that in Illinois we handle through impeachment, removal from office. So, and they also need to remember that it takes evidence for either one. You mentioned the president's impeachment, and actually that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is there was a lot of confusion regarding the impeachment of the president and what standards were necessary according to the U.S. Constitution. So in this book, I compare and contrast the two constitutions, what they say, and I also compare and contrast the evidence and the process. You know, David Ellis, who was the speaker's attorney, wrote a book about this as well, and he did a masterful job of laying out the evidence for the investigative committee. That committee, by the way, unanimously bipartisan, recommended to the full House that the governor be impeached. That was not the way it was in the U.S. case against Donald Trump. It was, you know, almost completely partisan. In fact, the only votes that came from the other side, so to speak, were those against the impeachment, right? So on the House floor, except for Debbie Mell, who is, by the way, the governor, was a governor's sister-in-law, everyone voted to impeach. That was not the case with Donald Trump. So there is a lot of comparing and contrasting. In the Senate in Illinois, it was a unanimous vote to remove the governor from office. So, you know, people need to pay attention to what the Constitution says, and certainly pay real close attention to what evidence is.
Roger Eddy spent 5 terms in the Illinois House of Representatives and is a retired school superintendent. His book, A Front Row Seat, The Impeachment of Rod Blagojevich, is available now. I'm Jennifer Fuller.